So here you are, the whole outfit.
I've got a hunch this isn't going to work.
Oh, of course it is. You'll look just like a cop when you get this on.
Let me have it. Gee, it smells like mothballs.
It's been in the cedar chest. Uncle Thomas looked just like a cop when he wore it to that masquerade.
Sally, listen. I don't think I ought to do this.
Now, Cecil, it's not going to hurt you. And you'll save my uncle from that woman.
All right, then. I'll do it. But I don't want to.
Oh, I knew you would, Cecil. Here, you can slip them on right over your own clothes.
All right, hold the coat. Did Mr. Smith have this cop's uniform made for him?
Yes, that's how he happened to have it. He couldn't rent one that would fit him.
Well, it's not going to fit me. It'll swallow me.
Well, that's all right, Cecil. I know just what to do.
Yeah, and I won't look anything like a cop either.
Yes, you will, Cecil. That's right, get into the pants. Pull them right on over your own clothes.
All right. Look now, what did I tell you? See? They're way too big.
Well, that's all right. What do you think I've got the safety pin for?
Sally, your uncle can tell it's me the minute he sees me. I know.
No, he won't, Cecil. All you have to do when you get this outfit on is to go over there and stand on the porch in the dark.
Yeah, that's all. And tell him that he'd better leave and get home.
Oh, sir, that's all. That'll get him away from that woman.
What you got that pillow for?
Did you ever see a policeman that wasn't fat?
I don't know. Why?
All right. Now put this pillow in the pants and use this safety pin to keep it up.
Oh. All right, that'll fill out some of the slack.
I think of everything.
I bet I won't look like a cop just the same.
Well, sure you will. Now put the coat on.
You got a pillow for me to put under the coat, too?
Sir, a little one.
I hope these pillows don't slip just as I start talking to Mr. Smith.
Oh, that's all right. You could laugh it off.
Yeah, I could blame it on the weather.
Here, now, that's fine. Now, before you button up the coat, put this little pillow under it. Here's the pin.
All right. I'll bet you Alexander wouldn't do this for you.
Cecil, it's not only for me. It's to save Uncle Thomas.
Yeah, and I'll bet he doesn't want to be saved. Here, help me button this, please.
Cecil, you're beginning to look like a cop already.
I don't feel any better.
I'm so glad Uncle Thomas saved this costume.
Do you think he might recognize it?
Of course not. They all look alike.
Could I be arrested if anyone caught me?
Who would arrest you?
Well, suppose I met a real cop on my way over to scare Mr. Smith back home.
Well, you wouldn't have to stop and talk to him.
Well, I'd have to salute him or something.
Oh, we'll look up and down the street before we go out.
I'm glad that the widow just lived across the street.
Hurry up, Cecil. Uncle Thomas isn't safe for 1 minute with her.
All right. Don't rush me.
Oh, you're beginning to look like a different person.
Is there a cap or hat goes with this?
Cecil, you ought to be an actor. You put on costumes so easy.
Is there a cap or hat goes with this?
You look just like a fat policeman now. Honest, you do.
Thanks. Is there a cap or hat goes with this?
Now, let's see. What else do you need? Oh, yes, a hat. Now, where did I put it? Oh, here it is. See if it fits.
Gimme. Oh, look, it's too big. It falls way down over my ears.
Well, wait, I'll think of something. Oh, I know. Put some paper under it. That'll make it stand higher.
Oh, Sally, I'm beginning to get nervous.
Oh, Cecil, it's nothing. You'll be doing a good deed. Put the hat on now. It looks all right.
What about my face?
What's the matter with your face?
Nothing's the matter with it. But Mr. Smith knows it when he sees it.
Oh, that's right. We have to disguise you. Here you are.
Oh. Is this the same false mustache Mr. Smith used?
Sir, it hooks right under your nose.
It won't fall off when I start talking, will it?
Cecil, you don't look like you. Oh, it's wonderful.
Now, there it is. Is there anything?
Oh, don't sneeze, Cecil. You'll blow your mustache off.
It tickles my nose.
Here, press your finger under your nose. That'll keep you from sneezing.
Do I gotta hold my thumb under here all the time we talk?
No, now take it away. You're used to it.
Okay. Now, how do I look? Can I get away with it?
Cecil, when Uncle Thomas sees you, he won't think for a minute but what you're a real, honest-to-goodness policeman.
All right. Have I got everything that a cop is supposed to have?
Let me see. Oh, the pistol. I got that, too.
Gee, what a funny-looking gun. Is it loaded?
Oh, yes, it's loaded. I loaded it upstairs.
Hey, Sally, if I get caught, you know what they can do to me?
Well, who's going to catch you? You can run, can't you?
Yeah, but a person isn't supposed to impersonate a cop.
Well, who's going to know the difference?
Yeah, and you're not supposed to carry concealed weapons, either.
Well, you don't have to conceal it, do you?
Yeah, but a loaded gun, it might hurt somebody.
Oh, Cecil, don't be silly. That gun couldn't hurt a fly.
Oh, it couldn't. You said it was loaded.
I know, but it couldn't hurt anybody. Here, give it to me. I'll shoot it at you.
Now, don't, Sally. Give me that back.
Oh, Cecil, don't you see? It's not a real gun. It's a water gun.
Oh, well, why didn't you say it was a water gun? Golly, you scared me.
Sir, I put some water in it while I was upstairs. It's loaded. Look, you press on the handle, and it squirts water out the nozzle.
Oh, all right. Now, look, you've got my mustache all wet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shoot you. Here, take it.
That's what I get for being a Boy Scout and helping you out.
There, now you're all right. Oh, Cecil, you scare me just to look at you. You'd make a wonderful cop.
Yeah, except if anybody hollered help, I'd run.
Honest, Cecil, if I didn't see you put that outfit on, I would think you are a real cop.
Never mind. What shall I do?
Oh, yes. Now you go over to Mrs. Mason's house and ring the doorbell and ask if Mr. Smith is there.
We both know that he's there.
Yes, but you're not supposed to. Then when he comes to the door, tell him that he better get home because there is a desperate criminal in the neighborhood.
Well, all right, I can do that.
I guess that's one way of getting him away from that widow's house.
Are you going across the street with me?
Sure. Come on, I'll go with you. Out that door.
Hey, I'm beginning to get stage fright already.
Why, Cecil, it's nothing. Be calm, like me.
Yeah.
Now, Cecil, go on down the front steps. When we get across the street, I'm going to hide behind a tree while you go up on the porch.
All right, now wait a minute before we cross the street. What do I say?
You get Mrs. Mason to get Uncle Thomas, see?
Yeah, and then I say what?
You say, Mr. Smith, I'm the cop on this beat.
I'm the cop on this beat.
Oh, but don't say it like that, Cecil. Say it like a cop would.
Well, how would a cop say it?
Oh, real. Oh, you know, like this. I'm the cop here, sir.
Oh, like that. I'm the cop here, sir. How's that?
Oh, Cecil, you're wonderful.
Then I'll say this, huh? It's been reported, sir, there's a bad, dangerous crook around here, and you better get home and protect your house.
Oh, Cecil, I couldn't do it any better myself.
Well, you're perfectly welcome to take this job over.
Oh, Cecil, I couldn't. I'm a girl.
No fooling. What a surprise. Well, I guess we can cross the street.
Wait a minute, Cecil. Look and see if anybody's coming.
There's nobody on this side of the street.
I don't see anybody either. It's kind of dark, though.
No, wait, Sally. You don't think anything could go wrong, do you?
Oh, Cecil, what could go wrong? This is the only way to get my poor dear uncle away from that widow's clutches.
Well, all right, but there are lots of things could happen.
Cecil, let's don't stand here under the streetlight. People can see us.
Well, it's just the same. I hope these pillows don't slip or my mustache doesn't fall.
Help!
All right, let's go.
Please! Help! Murder! Help! Oh, police! Police! Help!
Hey, what's that, Sally?
Cecil,
help!
It's a woman
police!
Running toward us.
Help!
Look!
Oh, here you are. Oh, Mr. Officer, I'm so glad I found you. Come quickly. There's a robber in my house. Come on, this way. He's as big as two men.